We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It'll be a beautiful Monday here. A little rapid fire action. Let me bring up the rapid fire on the phone here, because I forgot to print it out last night, Hugh Douglas. Normally, I print it out at home. And
that's because you was trying to drop that math on me today, John. That's called karma.
No, I was still mad about paying $130 for lunch.
I thought it was $135.
$130. Oh, okay. $130 on the nose. Tax included.
Okay, you good. Okay.
Yeah, for sandwiches. All right. Whatever. And appetizers I didn't want, and we're day drinking.
He said happy appetizers you didn't
want. I'm just saying. Let's begin with the closer question, guys, because I have a question about this closer situation with the Braves. What do you do at the moment? Do you stick and stay, or do you open it up? Do you stick and stay, Hugh, or
stick
do you open
stay. This? Stick and stay.
You got Mattson coming back. Do you stick and stay? You do have Will Smith, who was your former closer. You have A.J. Minter, who's been as good as anybody in the pen this year. Do you stick and stay, Orin, or do you open it up?
You stick and stay just because you got everything down. Now you got your seventh guy, you got your sixth guy, you got your eighth guy. Keep it what it is right now. And I mean, Jansen, for all that talk, has still been pretty good this year.
Abe, do you stick and stay or do you open it up?
He is third in the majors in saves. I'm relatively comfortable with what's going on.
Okay, even after last night, even after blowing that one?
Relatively comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than A.J. Minter a week ago giving up the lead. I mean.
Yeah, do you take Minter out that role?
Guys give up the lead sometimes.
I mean, like I said, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you.
Where's the rest of Rapid Fire here? I got the one question. Where's the rest of this thing? I should have just.
Well, John is looking for this. Let's send a shout out to Squidbilly. Bo Morgan, happy belated birthday. Bo celebrated a birthday yesterday.
How old is Squid now?
Can I know how old he is.
Yes, you can say it. I mean, I'm 62. Hugh's 50.
Trolls don't old.
Hey, Bo is 39 years old.
Ah, you're going to be 4-0 in the next one. 40 is a good age.
He'll hit 4-0. Bo is 39, yes. So
I'm kidding, Bo. You're not a troll. I'm playing.
You're trying to be nice, and now we're going to have trouble.
Listen, if Bo does not have a sense of humor, then I don't know what to tell you.
Excuse me.
But he don't have a sense of.
Please find those questions, Joffrey.
It's not Bo a little dude. He's a little guy. Is he not a little guy? Is he not a Lilliputian?
Happy 39th birthday, Bo Morgan.
Happy birthday, Bo.
I'm going to, like, Bo's going to text everybody but me.
He's ready for it at this point.
He's like, you know, he used to steal them Incredibles off the plane with the Falcons. Y'all know that.
He didn't steal them. They gave them to him.
He used to steal them. He used to take them home. He used to talk about it all the time.
Sure he might ask for extra, but they're Incredibles.
I'm kidding.
Okay, here's the next question here. The Nick Costos, our odds guy, came on the program, of course, late last week, and he had the odds on the first NFL head coach fired. And so I'm going to take those top four and ask you, which one will be, do you think, if you're betting on this, to be the first coach fired?
Cliff Kingsbury.
All right, he's on the list. But let me give you the list. You just jump that right there, okay? Matt Rhule, Mike McCarthy, Cliff Kingsbury, Kevin Stefanski.
I'm making up for the math question, so I'm going to jump the gun. Cliff Kingsbury.
Matt Rhule, Mike McCarthy, Cliff Kingsbury, or Kevin Stefanski. Who is the first coach fired?
It is a shock that Matt Rhule still has a job right now. So Matt Rhule is my guy.
Okay. Who is the first coach fired, Abe?
It's probably going to be Matt Rhule. How do they get off to a good start? I mean, if you don't get off to a good start, you're going to get fired.
I mean, don't you feel for Kevin Stefanski if he's the first one out? Because not his fault, right? I mean, geez. I mean, he didn't make all this mumbo-jumbo out of the Cleveland Browns.
You better make it work with Baker.
I know. Well, we'll talk about that.
Like, listen, this is the thing that I don't think people are realizing. You know who won in all of this if Deshaun Watson gets suspended for a year?
You know Baker who won? Mayfield.
No, Deshaun Watson. Like, seriously, think about it. He got He still ain't going to play football this year, but he got money to go pay for his legal fees. He got he just got a windfall to go pay for his legal fees. And ain't going to have to pay. Ain't going to play this year.
We'll see. He only got paid $1 million this year.
Still guaranteed money, though. He still got that guaranteed money.
Right, exactly. Tigers rookie Cody Clemens hit a game-winning home run over the weekend against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And now the fans are expecting more from Cody Clemens, the highly touted son of a Hall of Famer. So which next-gen famous son is under the most pressure to be a superstar? Okay. Is it Cody Clemens? Is it Arch Manning? Is it Bronny James, Shareef O'Neal, Charlie Woods? Who's under the most pressure to be a superstar?
I would amend one. Arch Manning's dad is not famous.
Well, okay. He's famous. Cooper is not famous.
He's rumor Archie's has it Cooper was the grandson. Best athlete of the family.
No, yes. Cooper was the best condition. College athlete of the family.
I think everybody pretty much knows who Cooper Manning is by now.
No, I mean, they know, but he's not famous in the sense of the other people's
right,
dad.
He's got two uncles of the Hall of Fame and his dad was
yeah,
right?
But
okay.
The other people are direct.
Which famous namesake is under the most
Bronny
pressure?
Bronny James.
Cody Clemens, Arch Manning, Bronny James, Shareef O'Neal, or Charlie Woods, they have to become a superstar at the next level.
It's Bronny, mostly because Bron wants to play with Bronny. So it's on him sort of to be great so he can play with his dad.
So who is it? Is it Cody Clemens, Arch Manning, Bronny James, Shareef O'Neal, Charlie Woods?
It's Arch Manning. No one expects literally anything from any of the others. Maybe Charlie Woods, I guess, down the road. Like, no one is expecting Shareef O'Neal or Bronny James to become all-stars. No one. Not even them. Not even their dads. Literally no one.
Damn. It's low expectations.
No, it's realistic.
No, I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I don't believe that.
I disagree.
It's probably not said.
Look at the mock drafts.
No.
Look at Bronny James and where he's going in the mock drafts.
It's probably not said.
Keep scrolling down. Keep scrolling.
It's probably not said.
Keep scrolling.
But he's expected to be great.
Wait, the 2024 mock drafts are out? I mean.
You can find them everywhere.
Huh?
There's somebody who's probably already in the 2024 mock draft.
Okay, I got you. Next question on Rapid Fire. The Browns will beg Baker to come back for a year. He will say yes. He will say blank.
He will say.
Browns will beg Baker to come back for a year. He will say yes or he will say blank.
He will say blank.
Browns will beg Baker. He will say yes. He will say blank.
He will say pay me.
Browns will beg Baker to come back for a year. He will say yes. He will say what? He will say blank.
It's getting interesting. What option does he have, right? Like, he's on the deal. Is he going to hold out and cost himself the $18 million? No. So if they don't trade him, he just shows up and plays, I guess?
He might not care. A huge
do you think
favor
he has leverage
playing.
Though at this position, right, to ask for more money?
No.
Anyway, if I'm Baker, you know what I do? If I'm Baker, I show up, I ball out, and I leave.
And he goes somewhere else.
Well, I mean, he's not going to have a choice.
Right. Dansby Swanson is the next question here. Dansby, Lieutenant Dans, your answers are just hottest streak he's ever had or finally figured it out near 330 homers a year from now on.
I'll say he finally figured it out because they were talking about on the broadcast last night how he got an anonymous call from somebody in Major League Baseball to tell him about his stance. They were showing him pictures of his stance and everything. So I'm going to say he finally figured it out.
Lieutenant Dans, you say, Oren, hottest streak he's ever had, or he's finally figured it out?
It's the hottest streak, but I hope somewhere in between is where the real Dansby lies. Because we haven't seen Dansby play like this. I mean, even when he first came up, he was hot, but he was nowhere as hot as
money's
he is now.
A hell of a motivator.
It's that contract year, man. Sometimes that happens.
Lieutenant Dans, just hottest streak he's ever had, Abe, or finally figured it out?
I will say this is just a hot streak. I don't think he goes from leading the National League in strikeouts for the first month of the season to being the best player in baseball by, quote, figuring it out. I think he's on a great run. It's outstanding and fun to watch, but not sure I'm buying that yet.
Happy birthday to today, June 27th. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Khloe Kardashian is 38. Do you follow that clan?
No. Nah.
Who's the hottest of the Kardashian-Jenner clan, anyway?
What's the little one name? The one that got
who's the hottest
with,
of the
Travis Kardashian? Barker? Is it Travis Barker?
Orin, who's the hottest of
Travis
the
Travis Scott?
Travis Scott?
No, not Travis Scott. The little one. The little one.
I don't know the client. I just know the
little one,
Kylie,
the oldest one.
Jenner?
I think the Chloe, not
no,
Chloe.
No, Chloe's with Travis Parker, isn't it?
No. Chloe, Kylie?
I don't know.
I don't know her name.
They're too many.
All right, I don't watch the Kardashians.
I'll move on here.
The little one.
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, is 47, and J.J. Abrams is 56.
Damn, Tobey Maguire, 47?
Yep. J.J. Abrams,
he got the Ralph Macchio disease, where, like, they just... They look like they're 31 their entire lives.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that.
Are you a J.J. Abrams movie guy there, Abe? I mean...
Sure.
Yeah?
Why not?
Star Trek was great.
Did you like all the Star Wars?
The
He did both Star Trek and Star Wars. That's a different world set. You got to right brain, left brain, that thing. Sorry. He did the...
No, you know, it's funny. Like, some people that like Star Wars don't like Star Trek. Like, it's a weird
right.
dynamic with that. It's
right.
weird. It's almost like it's either or.
Yeah, because they have a battle going on, you know, as to who the king
in
is.
In a galaxy.
It's like the battle between the Trekkies and the... what do you call Star Wars fans? Trekkies and then what?
Star Wars fans.
Okay.
Star Wars. I assume. I don't know.
Wookiees? Wookiees? I don't know. I mean, they should have something for them.
No, that's Star... Like...
That's a real thing
I tell
between
you
those
what,
two fan bases.
The reboot of... the new Star Wars is, I think it's called The Boldly Go, where no one's going. I forgot the name of the new show. But with Captain Pike.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Anson Mount.
What?
The actor is Anson Mount.
That's
Anson
the name?
Mount. Anson Mount.
I ain't know what the hell you said. I used to say it so fast.
Anson Mount.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Captain Pike, the new series with him, pretty good.
Yeah. Today is also National Sunglasses Day. So my question to you is, Hugh, National Sunglasses Day, always... Sometimes, never.
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Sometimes I wear sunglasses. It's one of those things I never understood. Well, you know how when people wear sunglasses indoors, they have a special name for those people?
Yeah, Corey Hart.
Nah, that's not what they call them.
Okay.
They call them something else.
Uh-huh.
But, people that wear sunglasses, that's, you know, sometimes it's
Corey
a little
Hart's on. They're right. called stalkers.
Yeah. Always, sometimes, or never, Orin.
Sunglasses inside?
No. Just period.
Sunglasses, period.
Sometimes.
Abe, always, sometimes or never.
Is the sun out?
Yes.
I mean, then sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, assuming the sun is out, you're not Corey
clear.
Harding.
No one is saying always. No one's sleeping in sunglasses.
No, but I have friends who get up in the morning and once they get the outside, their sunglasses are on. So unless they're
always.
Indoors, huh?
That's still only sometimes.
Oh God, you know what I mean. Outdoors. If you're outdoors, are your sunglasses on?
You need a Big Mac and sunglasses. I mean, calm down, guys.
Some people do that, though. Go get yourself some
cheap sunglasses. By the way, cheap sunglasses are expensive ones. I mean, are you going to go full ZZ Top or not?
Or get you some Lopes.
I think you're looking for Kendall.
Is that the oldest one?
I don't put them in order.
The little one. It's the little one.
All right. NFL, Deshaun Watson is facing the wrath of the NFL tomorrow. What do we expect now next with John and Hugh? What really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Keeping you in the loop as John and Hugh cover every scoop.
It's time to take a look around the league. It's NFL Headlines with John and Hugh.
Let's do it.
Ready?
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are barely 3 weeks from tomorrow, 3 weeks from tomorrow, the first rookies show up at NFL training camps 3 weeks from tomorrow. I mean, that's when the rookies show up for camp. I mean, we're talking about, hey, listen, it's going to be coming fast here as we get to, because, you know, we're 4 days away from July. So, I mean, here we go. And by July 18th, we're going to have a whole bunch of rookies showing up at different camps. And then, you know, 3 weeks after that, we're going to have our first game. And so we're 6 weeks away from the first game, and, you know, this season is going to be upon us here. It's so interesting to me, Hugh, how quarterbacks suck the oxygen out of all the discussion room, okay?
Yeah, because they're the ones that make everything go.
Well, I had a I had somebody who was a very learned NFL scout.
Learned it.
Yeah, a guy that I know and I like a lot. His name is Chris Landry. And Chris once told me, probably the smartest guy I know in terms of football, Chris once told me when I was working at Fox, he said, the reason quarterbacks are so well paid and so talked about is there is no position in any sport, in team sports, in the world that is more difficult to play well than quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
It's the most difficult position to play well of any sport. And, you know, it's so complicated. I mean, you can get away with a little bit of athletic ability, but your ability.
Yeah, but you got to know.
You got to know.
You have to be like the word we use, a learned person in that pocket, because it's a fluid situation. Everything is constantly changing, and you have to make adjustments on the fly. That's what makes Tom Brady as great as he is, because the way that I was told is that the receivers run complicated routes in the sense that it is all predicated on how the DBs are playing them. Mm-hmm. So the route could change based specifically on how the DB is playing them. And they got the option to break routes off and everything, and Tom knows where they're supposed to be. That was one of the reasons why they say it was a little difficult for Chad Ochocinco when he was there to get on the field. Remember when Chad was there, he struggled a little bit in that offense. So it's one of those things where quarterback has to know where everybody is on the field, especially when there's those cats that are touching the rock and the offensive lineman. Because, you know, the offensive lineman sets protection. He has to know where his protection lies and all that stuff. So, yeah, I see that. Definitely see that.
Deshaun Watson is something that we keep talking about here. And, boy, are we happy that we're not sitting around having these discussions with Deshaun, part of the Atlanta Falcons?
Oh, it would have been ugly.
Oh, my God.
It would have been ugly.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine talking about dodging a bullet?
We couldn't take phone calls. We could definitely not take phone calls.
No.
It would get ugly.
Yeah. You know, I mean, because – and who knows? Maybe Deshaun will sit out a year and come back. Anyway, his hearing is tomorrow. There's all sorts of talk and chatter over the weekend that the NFL tried to negotiate a settlement with Deshaun that would include a ban, a suspension, another suspension of at least a year. And so if he's suspended for the entire year, you know, this was a negotiated settlement that hasn't happened yet. He's going to have a hearing. What Deshaun probably has to know is, you know, the way the NFL works is they've changed the rules somewhat when it comes to discipline of players. Now, if the NFL chooses to discipline a player, they will send the discipline to a judge. There's a judge, I forget her name, and she was, you know, and so she rules as to whether or not the NFL has she's not ruling on the penalty. She's ruling on whether or not the NFL has the right to penalize this person. And of course, understand something. This judge is a rubber stamp judge. Mm-hmm. Okay. Rubber stamp, you know, does the NFL have the right? Yes. And so, if they don't negotiate a settlement, Roger Goodell will just implement one. He'll just say, I'm implementing one. And, Hugh, he's going to be out for the entire year. He didn't play last year. He's not going to play this year. I guarantee you.
Yeah, this is the thing, John, about that. Because I would assume the Cleveland Browns argument is going to be the reason why we signed Deshaun Watson is because all indicators were that he was going to play this year, or you were going to allow him to play this year. That'll be their argument. They'll probably say something to the effect that, you know, you knew that this could potentially happen, and what I mean by that is that these people, like these young ladies, will come with a lawsuit or something like that, so you can't punish him for something that happened after the fact. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I'm sitting here spitballing like everybody else.
Well, but and to this point too, though. Remember, in his contract with $230 million, right? This year he's only getting paid $1 million. And the reason he's only getting paid $1 million is Cleveland was worried that he might not play the entire year. So I think they kind of knew that there's a potential of it. And so they're only paying him $1 million, which allows him to go out and pay Baker Mayfield, for example, to play this year.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, covering the bets, but they also had with them going out and getting him and trying to move Baker, they felt strong, and then not even. I don't. Who else is the other quarterback on the roster?
Jacoby Brissett.
Okay, so he's going to be the starter. I would assume.
I assume.
So I mean, but they put themselves in a little bit of a pickle.
I mean, unless they really do a three team, because I think there's some people talking about a three team trade between Cleveland, Seattle, and Carolina, where somehow Cleveland would end up with Jimmy Garoppolo for a year, or San Francisco.
Yeah, it's they put themselves in a pickle to get a player that they're not going to even be able to use. That's going to be 2 years removed.
You know, Cleveland sends draft picks to San Francisco. And then San Francisco and Baker goes from Carolina, from Cleveland to Carolina, and then they flip draft picks over and Jimmy Garoppolo comes to Cleveland.
That's
for
a lot of time to miss.
But you know what it gets me about this is that they have to have this hearing, because you have two quarterbacks that are essentially, I know that Garoppolo is coming off the shoulder injury, but if you believe all the reports, you have two quarterbacks that are in limbo, mm-hmm. and teams that are in limbo. If you're the Carolina Panthers, if you're going to get Baker Mayfield, again, camp starts in 3 weeks mm-hmm. for rookies and in a month for veterans, you've got to get him in and start teaching him, don't you?
I would think so.
Late to bring a quarterback in.
I don't think any of that stuff you're talking about, John, I don't think it's going to happen because it's so late in the game. It's going to be interesting to see how the NFL rules. I know that there was a story out there saying that they're going to probably try to suspend him for a year. Again, I don't know if that's going to happen. That's what people are hoping for. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I really don't, because it's one of those things where, like I said, a lot of people might feel like, or this team might feel like, we're trying our best to settle these cases, and we can't help if more people are coming forward saying this, that, and the third.
Okay, so you say it's not going to be a year?
I don't think it's going to be a year.
See, and I think it will be. But that's okay. That's
See.
We're guessing here.
I don't want anybody out there to think that I am pro Deshaun Watson. That's
no,
not
no.
What I'm
I didn't. Nobody said that, did they?
No, I just want to be clear.
We're just talking about how the NFL is going
to
handle this.
But you got to be clear, John, because there's probably somebody out there listening to what I'm saying, thinking that I'm pro Deshaun Watson. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that this man has not worked in almost 2 years. Has not worked. There has to be something on the books that allows him his right to be able to earn a living,
mm-hmm.
And so that's all I'm saying. That's the only parallel I'm making.
He did get paid last year for not doing nothing.
No, he did, and that's what I'm saying. And the Cleveland Browns paid him.
No,
Cleveland.
Texas last year.
No, but I'm saying Cleveland Browns gave him some more cheese. And that's what I said when Abe looked at me. I was like, he won because he put money in his pocket to pay for these lawsuits and all this other
right.
crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where.
But there's four that are unsettled that we know of,
that
right?
That we know of.
20 were settled. Four are unsettled, right?
Yeah.
And when they're unsettled, because the people who are holding out just want more cash. Whatever you pay the other 20.
People want more. Again, I'm not pro Deshaun Watson and all this, because I think, when you think about it, 66 individuals, that's
66 charges.
Individuals.
Individual charges, yeah. Right.
That's a lot of people. It's a lot of dang on people.
And so 6-6 charges. And then he's got, these people. I wonder what he paid the other 20. I'm just kind of curious. I mean, I know it's voyeuristic, but I think it's probably public record. It'll probably come out. Did he pay him $200,000? Did he pay him $300,000?
Yeah, a couple of yams. He probably gave up close to $2 million.
Or more. Wait, 20 times 300,000 is $6 million.
That's math, see?
That's $6 million.
See, I ain't doing that.
And you got people say, you got other attorneys saying, nah, we're not taking $300,000. We want $1 million, and or something, they're just not able
to. It's a lot of dang lawsuits, man. For real.
Yeah, it is a lot of lawsuits. And then even when you settle him, Hugh, there's still going to be this cloud over him the rest of his life, of his career. When he finally shows up on the field, what's it going to be? I mean, as well as I do.
It's probably going to be some trash talking.
Oh, gee, you think?
It's definitely going to be some trash talking.
There could be people outside having massage chairs outside, selling Deshaun Watson massage chairs.
Yeah. That when you hanging with the fellas, if you have a night out, I would imagine you can't even have an enjoyable night out, because you'd be like, hey man, you sure you need to be hanging out like this, bro? You sure you need to take your butt home?
Right. Yeah, he gets photographed in a bar somewhere.
Yeah, you need to probably. He can't go nowhere.
Yeah, he can't go down to the flats.
He can't. Yeah, he can't. Yeah, yeah. probably should take your butt home. Just take your butt home.
All I can think, I keep going back to thank God. You know, I mean, it may be a rough year. We may suck this year. I don't know. But you know what? Thank God. Thank God we're not going through this. Because if we are going through this, understand, it's all we would have talked about for the last 3 months. We wouldn't have talked about the Braves or United or Georgia or it would have just been nonstop Deshaun Watson.
You know what's funny about this?
Cleveland radio has been that way too.
Even my diehard Cleveland Browns fans, like when you listen to some of the stuff that allegedly happened with these young ladies, like even they cringe. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you look like, and it's
yeah.
It's
read number 24 when number 24 came out. TMI.
No, it's unfortunate, John, that it's as ridiculous as it is. Like, yeah, he's a little cringeworthy. He's a little cringy.
Well, Cleveland's got a quarterback problem. Do other teams like, let's say, the Bears or the Niners or the Jets? Maybe the Patriots. I don't know. Maybe the Jaguars. Do they have a quarterback problem? We're going to ask Hugh what he thinks of the second-year quarterbacks and who of those are going to actually become star players. We're going to do that next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Jones fires down the middle for Bourne. Makes the catch. Yeah! Goodbye. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Patriots.
Holy crap.
Holy crap! Okay, not an overreaction there. Mac Jones,
who
had a really nice rookie season up there in Patriot land for Bill Belichick. Can he replicate that in year two? Welcome back to The Morning Show with John and Hugh. Talking a little NFL here as we get ready for the beginning of training camp in about 3 weeks. And there was a story out over the weekend asking a question about the big name sophomore quarterback, sophomore being second year, of course, in the NFL. There's no sophomore, obviously, but we have a half a dozen here, Hugh. And the question became, who do you expect is going to break out this year in terms of becoming a true star quarterback? And furthermore, I think you can start to ask another question, which is, which of the group of six from last year of the big name rookie quarterbacks do you project to be a 10-year-plus franchise quarterback eventually in his career? And we could go down them one by one here. Let's just do that. Mac Jones with the New England Patriots. He comes out, and I think a lot of people looked at his numbers at Alabama and said, okay, there are things we like about him, quick release, strong arm, but he's playing at Alabama. Does it really translate to the NFL? He's not a mobile quarterback. And how much is it due to the fact that he has, you know, a Heisman winner and a superstar wide receivers and all, and an offensive line that blocks and he gets no pressure? But he went up to New England and showed that he's got some serious game. Do you view Mac Jones as a star quarterback in this league? I'll leave it at star, and a 10-year franchise quarterback in New England.
He's trending in that direction, no question about it. Out of this list that I'm looking at, John, I mean, he is the one for the most part that has given me the most material to work with, should I say. You know, I know he had one game where he only threw like three passes. Was it three passes?
Yep.
And they still won. But Pro Bowler, out of the group of quarterbacks that he came out with in his class, he arguably is the one that had the most success. You know, you talk about Zach Wilson.
Oh, we'll get to Zach in a minute. Let's stay on
Mac.
Okay,
my bad. Yeah,
I want to go through all these.
Okay.
With you. So, do you look at Mac Jones and what he's done in New England with Bill Belichick? Do you look at him as a solid 10-year veteran, a franchise quarterback? Are they going from Tom Brady to Mac Jones in a sense the way that the Packers went from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers? I mean, is he going to be a star?
Not in that sense. No, not like that. But they're going to get a serviceable 10-year quarterback. Yeah, it's not going to be like it was in Green Bay. I don't see that. Like, he'll probably make a few more Pro Bowls, no question about it, but.
So you look at him in a vein of like a Kirk Cousins, for example, or somebody that's really good but not elite.
I'm trying to think, John, because he's going to be a good quarterback. He's not going to be Tom Brady. He's not going to be in the vein of Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers type deal, if that makes sense.
Joe Montana, Steve Young.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be that. Now, with that being said, you're talking about, like, this is what I'm trying to say. You got two Hall of Fame quarterbacks that went back-to-back on the team. Now, Mac Jones might get you in the playoffs. Mac Jones might even get you to a Super Bowl. He ain't gonna be no Hall of Famer.
Okay.
He ain't gonna be that.
Right, that's
gonna be
what, that. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's go to Justin Fields. Really rough rookie year. What do you expect in year two? Part of it, I think, you know, he was forced into action early, but so was Mac Jones. And he hadn't had a whole lot of, you know, he had the 1 year at Ohio State, right? I mean, but that was it. He didn't get any action at Penn State. Obviously, he didn't play there. And then he comes to Georgia, sits on the bench. Goes to Ohio State, has a magical year, has such a magical year, he forces Joe Burrow to transfer. The whole thing with Justin is he had no offensive line, Hugh. I mean, that Bears – you think the Falcons' offensive line was bad. Oh, my God, that Bears' offensive line was a total disaster. What do you think of Justin Fields now in year two and moving forward? Is he a star quarterback in the making, and is he a 10-year quarterback in the NFL?
That's a little bit harder to say, John, because I don't know what his game translates to at the next level. Didn't get a lot of chance to see it. You know, he's under duress a lot. I think that one of the things that you have to be able to do as a young quarterback is, number one, first and foremost, just be comfortable. Just to get comfortable in the pocket, get comfortable with your reads and things of that nature. I didn't see too many of the Chicago Bears games, but it just feels like the ones that I did see that he never got a chance to get comfortable because everything was in disarray. To me, this first year is this is his first year. That his actual rookie year was a mulligan. Give him a mulligan because this is his first year in the NFL, in my opinion.
Trey Lance walks into a situation, if he is a starter, and everybody seems to think he's going to be, where he had a year to tootle under Jimmy G. He's got Kyle Shanahan. He's got weapons around him, if you figure that Debo Samuel's going to be back, and George Kittle. I mean, he's got things in San Francisco that would lead him to success more maybe than a Justin Fields in his first year at quarterback. Do you view Trey Lance as having an opportunity to be a 10-year starter in the NFL?
I view him as a chance. Like, since you worded that way, yes. As a chance to be a 10-year starter in the NFL. Yes.
But jury's out because we don't know. We haven't
seen
him. Okay.
Don't know.
Trevor Lawrence, what do you make now? He's got some weapons around him now. I mean, you've got a new coach in Doug Peterson. You're through the debacle of Urban Meyer, right? I mean, that thing was just we don't have to go over it. So what now with Doug Peterson as your head coach, with some other weapons around you, with more first-round picks, we'll see what Trayvon Walker does down there. Does Trevor now have a chance to – actually
yes.
expand his game?
Yes. I think Doug Peterson is a phenomenal coach. Doug was my teammate with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think he has a chance to be a great quarterback because Doug is going to teach him. You know, what they say, some people that aren't, you know, they're better at teachers than they are at actually playing. And I think that's Doug. You look at what he was able to do in Philadelphia. He had his finger on the pulse of that team up there. And I think that they've been drafting in the top 10 for like the last 10 years. Like, so they have some talent down there. And I think Doug is going to get them right, you know. So they're going to be a pretty good football team this year. They're going to still be, you know, go through their learning pains, to take their lumps and everything because they're a young squad. But I think they're going to be pretty good.
I agree. I think Trevor Lawrence still has a chance to be the star of this class. I think Trevor Lawrence has a chance to be a star quarterback.
Yeah.
Not just a franchise quarterback, but a star quarterback. He's waiting for Joe. He's Joe Burrow capable. I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot of difference between Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence. I think they're pretty similar quarterbacks in their skill sets and their abilities. I think Trevor just needs to be in a little bit better situation. That's all. And if he gets a little bit better in Jacksonville, then he'll have a lot of success and the Jags will go up. Zach Wilson with the Jets. Do you think he's a 10-year starter?
This is interesting because he was thrown – like, you talking about all the quarterbacks that were kind of thrown into the fire. He was definitely thrown into the fire. He had 383 attempts at the quarterback spot, and he finished with a completion rate of, like, 55%. First year in the league, that ain't bad. I mean, 50-50, a little bit better than 50-50. Threw more interceptions than TDs. They are really high, like – they are really excited in New York about this young team that they have. They are really excited. So I'll say, yeah, I can see him being a 10-year starter. I think they probably have their quarterback. Probably.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of Zach Wilson. I mean, part of me wants to say, nah, he's going to be a bust. But part of me says I think he could be a pretty good quarterback and have a couple of pretty good years if he gets the – again, the Jets are sort of like the Bears. I really have a hard time with Justin Fields and Zach Wilson because the team that are around him, even though I know that Trevor Lawrence – look, I am convinced Trevor Lawrence is going to be a star. But Fields and Wilson are surrounded by – you know, now the Jets have got all this talent now. They've been drafting, as you said. Fields still doesn't have nothing around him, but the Jets do.
Man, listen, I follow some of the Jets Instagrams and things of that nature. They are through the moon about this upcoming season and the draft that they had and the potential for them to be a pretty good team. And then you look in the division that they're in, you know, it's a toss-up between probably Buffalo and New England as the favorite in that division. I'll probably lean a little bit more towards Buffalo, but I think the Patriots will have something to say about that. And then the Miami Dolphins look like they might be coming up. So the Jets look like they're bottom feeders. I think they're going to be formidable. I really, really do. I think Zach Wilson takes a step. You know what it kind of reminds me of? Not saying that he's going to be this guy. But Tregman had a rough rookie year. Peyton Manning had a rough rookie year. And sometimes that trial by fire, you know, makes you a better quarterback because you see things differently coming into that second season.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good thing for Zach Wilson is, you know, if he stays in the league for 20 years, if he's a 40-year-old quarterback, he'll still look like he's 12. Mike Griffith of the – what?
No, he's a young-looking cat.
Yeah, he looks like he's 14. You know, it's like, okay. Mike Griffith, senior writer for UGA. What does he have to say about Hadi Tadi and what is coming up for UGA in terms of recruiting now as we head towards the big event in July here, which is SEC Media Days? That as well. 3 weeks away. Next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.